Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. This is a Friday episode, so we are going to dive into a rating and review first. And this one says, great solo shows too. I really enjoy Marcia's podcast. She digs down deep, not only with her guests and drawing out their story authentically, but also in her solo shows too. Episode 672, one of my favorites, resiliency is never fun in the moment, is a gem. She deconstructs how to build resiliency through experience and reframe life's challenging moments. Game changer. Thank you, Yvonne. I can see that that's you, and I so appreciate your rating and review. It really does help for the show to grow, and it also gives me some feedback about what kinds of things are landing. I've really found this last year with the show that I'm leaning in to what I'm walking through right now and what I'm experiencing. And I'm just trusting that these are the messages that are here to support somebody else. So today, I want to talk to you about anxiety. And honestly, this is just going to be a quick Friday episode. It could be way bigger because anxiety is something that I did not realize I was struggling with for quite a while, actually. And the thing is that I did a lot of research to understand that perfectionism sits on top. And when perfectionism sits on top of shame. And then on shame, it sits on top of fear. And so if you would have asked me, do I let fear stop me? I would say no, because I didn't let it stop me. I would say yes to a lot of things that most people wouldn't. So I'm like, no, fear doesn't stop me. But there was this layer of perfectionism that was there. And it was something that I was a badge of honor for the longest time. And I've done a lot of episodes on perfectionism on the show. But what I also understood is the more I let that layer of perfectionism go, the more I healed that story, the more I recognized that I didn't need to be that version of myself anymore. Like, she wasn't required. And actually, it blocked me from what I'm here to do. What was happening is I was experiencing anxiety, the kind that would wake me up in the middle of the night, the kind that would literally stop me in my tracks. And I could never understand why, because I'm thinking, you know, I've walked through really difficult days and difficult times. Like, why am I feeling anxiety here? This didn't even feel stressful. If that is not the perfect example of our subconscious mind at work, that's it. Because it is this story that is on repeat. Our subconscious mind is, it's feeling the emotions first. So when you have perfectionism as this shield or guard that you have at all times, when you learn to strip that away, a lot of times anxiety is present. And it was so interesting because I kept thinking, why is this happening now? What is going on and why am I feeling this way? And it actually wasn't that I was just automatically feeling that way then. It was the fact that I probably always felt it, but I never allowed myself to feel because the shield of perfectionism blocked all of it. It blocked all emotions, right? It blocked joy. It blocked shame. It protected me from all those things. So anxiety was always there. And so I think what happened since then is recognizing that, okay, wow, I actually have to prioritize this. And I have so many different thoughts and things that I can share on it, but I just want to give you a tiny bit of a synopsis because I do like to teach, and hopefully it is something that can support you as you are seeing how this might reflect in your own life. Is anxiety is a real thing, and especially in the entrepreneurial space, because anxiety is worrying about something that hasn't happened yet. And when you think about those feelings as an entrepreneur, I think they're amplified because you've chosen this path. It's your responsibility to plan ahead, see what could go wrong or right, anticipate what might work, what things you need to change or shift, who you need to hire, what you need to let go of, what you need to start doing in your business, stop doing in your business. You can hear already as I'm saying all these things, it's no wonder anxiety becomes amplified. It's a lot of responsibility, and it can feel very isolating and scary at times, especially if you're trying to do it on your own. For me, letting go of the perfectionist shield has allowed me to connect with more entrepreneurs in this space, which has allowed me to see that I'm not alone. That's like, this is not just me. These are feelings that we're all experiencing. So in fact, I'm normal, right? Like, this is normal. Now, anxiety taking me out of the knees and stopping me from moving, no, not ideally normal at all, but feeling it, it's just an emotion. And we learn from our emotions. Like, we are honestly always learning from our emotions. So anxiety is when we worry about something that hasn't happened yet. And I love the quote by Lao Tzu, I don't know if I said it right, is if you are depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. If you're at peace, you're living in the present. So it's a muscle. It takes time to train it. And just like any limiting belief, just like getting a good handle on our thoughts, it is really catching this and consciously interrupting that pattern that is there subconsciously. So sure, sounds great, Marcia. That sounds easy. And how do we do that? Well, how do you do that, especially when you wake up at 2 a.m. and now you're tired and you're having a hard time falling back asleep? So you go to your phone and then you're, oh crap, I forgot about these things I have to do. And then it's like, no, I'll go to meditation, but I can't slow it down. Now I'm still awake. And then your nighttime ends up becoming like two separate naps, which can happen. It's something that's been very prevalent for me and something I'm always continuously working on. So in this entrepreneurial space, how can you support yourself in order to keep your anxiety at bay as best as you can? And I want to share an analogy, a metaphor, because metaphors always work for me. And a metaphor is just like a story. It's just a story, a descriptive story. And the reason that they work is because our subconscious mind sees in pictures. That's literally how it sees in pictures. And so you can actually unwind anxiety by being and understanding some of these metaphors. And as well, another thing that I've really adopted this last year is my friend Megan Weir, has a audio program called Rewire. And it is RRT, Rapid Resolution Therapy. It is like taking subconscious reprogramming and elevating it to a major amplified level. It has worked for me tremendously. And I have an example that I'll share on an upcoming show. But it's something that I have really led with and learned and listened to what I need. It is helping with anxiety. So the other things, of course, are, you know, whether I'm exercising, whether how I'm eating, what am I drinking? What does that look like? Because those things all give my health a much stronger fighting chance so that anxiety doesn't take over. But I want to give you this analogy, right? If you can visualize a cup for me, like a measuring cup, take it as like any kind of measuring cup that you want. You can actually see the amount of water that's in it. And so when you're looking at it, I want you to think of how long am I going to feel anxiety for something that hasn't happened yet? How much energy, how much time, how much emotion for something that might turn out completely different? And I want you to measure it. So if you're going to say it's like 24 ounces, just to be simple, and you're going to stress hours of your day, how many ounces of that water are you taking out? How much are you depleting yourself of nutrients, of, you know, water to be able to replenish yourself? So when you live in anxiety, you are blocking your own processes of dealing with what you have at hand. And you're also playing in the worst case scenario. That is forever playing in the worst case scenario. And I really feel like when it comes down to the worst case scenario, nobody wants to walk through these difficult things. But when you do, you don't need a master plan to figure it out because it never goes according to plan. And so it's this piece of surrender and let go again, surrender and let go. So when there isn't enough self-care, when we're not taking care of ourselves, we're not giving ourselves a chance. And that is affecting how our business is growing because it's also affecting how we're leading ourselves in our business. So now if you have that cup, let's just say I come into today with like perfect self-care. I'm like nailing it on all levels, which never happens. I'm just going to say that. That when that happens, I'm like, okay, my self-care cup is full, right? Because I carry that gallon jug everywhere I go. And if it's full, great. But if I'm going to spend more than half of my day in riddled anxiety of things I cannot control that haven't happened yet, what if it cuts my water in half? Because that's where I'm spending half my day. Now, all of a sudden, I only have half the resources to do the work that I need to do. And let's just amplify it even more that when stress is high, when I've got a lot of things on the go, I actually cut those resources even more because I spend more time in anxiety. So now I've got a quarter of the resources, but I'm expecting myself to do like four times the work. It's not possible. And so when we're in that state, we're not giving ourselves a fighting chance. So when you're in that feeling, I want you to ask yourself, how long am I going to spend here? Like, what am I going to do? How long am I going to spend here? Because however long I spend here is the resources that I am draining from my own self-care cup, which is giving me less of a successful fighting chance to be able to do the things that I need to do. So ask yourself, how long are you going to sit there? How long are you going to feel that? What can you shift or do? Like, actually change in the moment so that you can shift your energy and your emotions for something that actually might turn out completely differently. Or it can turn out in the most incredible ways that you could have never imagined. I actually believe that there has to be a level of trust that can combat the anxiety that you might be feeling. And so if I look back, there are so many things that I made it through that I never thought I would, to be honest. And there was no amount of worrying or anxiety that made it easier for me to experience it. And that future, like what I am coming up into, how my business is growing, what I am doing in my own personal life and health in all of these pieces, that future dream, that future vision, that future goal requires me to navigate through this challenge today so that I can hold and support myself in the next step. And how do we do that? That comes from safety within oneself. And I think the only way we get safety within oneself is self-trust. And when you build that self-trust, that trust is actually an enemy of anxiety. I don't even know if I could repeat that if I wanted to. So I think that when we do that, when you build that safety within yourself, you build trust within yourself. And when you choose trust, it is an enemy of anxiety. It is the opposite of anxiety. It is choosing to trust in your ability to create that change. Choosing to trust in yourself that that vision came down to me because I'm capable of bringing it to life. I have to keep raising my beliefs in myself in order to get there. But the vision was never the problem. I have to build trust in myself that it was meant for me, that I am capable of doing that. And so what I'm saying to you today is you might be like knocking it out of the park with your self-care. You might be doing all the nervous system stuff, all the exercise, the sleep, nutrition, you know, water, hydration, the best food you can, moving your body, strength training, all these things that you're doing. And then you're giving yourself the opportunity to have a full cup. And then anxiety is like poking a hole in that container and it's draining out the backside. And you're like, I don't understand. I'm doing this and this and this, and the cup is never filling out because anxiety is like sucking it dry. It's literally sucking it dry. So anxiety can come in a lot of different forms. It doesn't have to be like debilitating, frozen in the moment. I can't do anything. It can be the increased heart rate that's like, where did that come from? The times that wake you up in the middle of the night, the times where maybe your thought wanders and you feel scattered for no reason at all. You can't focus on what has to be done next because you're busy playing out all the worst case scenarios. So instead, how can you know that what you're walking through today is required for you to be able to get to the next step and hold what you're creating? And you do that by building safety within yourself, self-trust, so that you can actually hold what you're doing. And that trust becomes an enemy of anxiety. You just choose differently. You choose trust over anxiety. You recognize anxiety. You have conscious awareness. And it's like, nope, not this one. This is not the way I'm going. This is the way I'm going. And I choose self-trust instead. And when you do that, you will become your best aligned supporter because I don't want to see you doing everything that you can to build your own self-care up, taking care of yourself, and then having that back end of the cup completely draining out because anxiety is actually running the show. So there's a lot of different tools. There's a lot of subconscious reprogramming tools. There's things that you can do to support yourself with anxiety. I mean, honestly, cold plunging and saunas have been huge for me. I never would have thought that. I hate the cold, but it's been really good for my nervous system. So it's been really fun and powerful in a way to try different ways and just create feedback for myself of what's working and what's not working. So I wanted to share that with you today. I hope there is a message in here for you and it is speaking to you, because if you're feeling these emotions, there's nothing wrong with you and you're not alone. And I want you to choose trust instead of anxiety, and you can rewrite that story in the moment and give yourself a fighting chance. Thank you so much for being here, for sharing, for everything that you're doing to continue to help the show grow. I appreciate you so, so much. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.